This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, the work of female humanitarians is hugely important and often comes at significant personal cost. That's according to Melissa Fleming, currently the communications chief for refugee agency UNHCR, but soon to take up her new post as head of global communications at the UN, who's been speaking to UN News' Daniel Johnson at a special World Humanitarian Day event in Geneva. First, though, we'll hear from Adiba Kasim, who was also at the event. She survived an ISIL massacre in Iraq in 2014 that claimed the lives of 70 family members. Despite this trauma, she refuses to see herself as a victim and is now a human rights advocate.
I always have been refusing to be a victim. I always wanted to act. I always wanted to be there for the others because, as I mentioned, we have so many victims and I think we need leaders now. No more victims. This is what I'm saying always. So, but then here being in Europe, I think people don't understand. I think people are, you know, they don't understand what the women in the other countries are going through. So what I'm doing here is to make them understand, is to push them, you know, is to shake them to understand what is happening with the other women and to stand with them. That's very important. Me, when I was in Iraq and in this situation, I wanted someone healthy from somewhere else to come on to just, you know, to support me, to stand with me, to do something, even if it's small.
You're smiling, but are you really seeing action on the level? Obviously, everyone's very impatient.
I always smile. I've been always positive, and you know why? Because I've lost everything, and in a moment, I just realized that I have no more to lose.
Maybe I could just turn over to Melissa Fleming. You're with the UN Refugee Agency, you're also the newly appointed head of the Department of Global Communications. You've got 25 years of experience, I don't need to remind you. Today is World Humanitarian Day. What is it that women particularly bring to the humanitarian sphere?
Well, a lot of the victims of war are women, and sometimes it's most, depending on the war. And it's a particular victimization that women go through. Some rape as a weapon of war is rampant. And we need women humanitarians who will provide that kind of trusted space for those women who manage to escape in order to recover. You know, I can't say that the women humanitarians I know are more dedicated than the men humanitarians I know. I think they're all remarkable human beings who sacrifice a lot for the cause of humanity. But the women somehow often, I believe, sacrifice more because, first of all, when they go to war zones, they are unable to take their children with them. Society judges them for that. They don't judge the men for doing that. They're very often juggling both the families back home, the children are being taken care of by someone else, they're worrying constantly, and yet they're continuing to serve. So in a way, you know, until we have the kind of real true equality where women and men are judged the same way, I think it will be more difficult for women in this profession. But I think one advantage that women do have is in the field of mental health. This is just my assumption anecdotally. I think they're more in touch when they're traumatized and are more willing to seek help.